Welcome to Authors on Tour Live, a podcast for people who love to hear about books from the authors themselves.
We're at the Author's Studio at Book Expo America 2011 in New York City, and we're sitting with author Kate Hosford, and she's written a book called Big Bouffant. Hello, Kate.
Hello.
Well, you certainly don't have a big bouffant, but you've written about it.
I have indeed.
This is a children's book, a children's picture book. And it is about a young lady who has decided to wear her hair very much like her grandmother used to wear hers, correct?
Exactly.
So what inspired you to write about a little girl wearing a big bouffant?
Well, to tell you the truth, it was the word bouffant that inspired me. In our household, my sons thought the word bouffant was a very funny word, and when the boys needed a haircut, they would run around saying to one another, "You need a bouffant," and then the other would say, "No, you need a bouffant." And then I think the younger ones started talking about big bouffants, and then I just got the idea for one little phrase, which was, "All I really want is a big bouffant. A big bouffant is all I really want." And I sort of thought, oh, that's catchy. Maybe that could be a book.
And what did you go through as you were writing the book? What feelings were you feeling? How was the whole experience about it?
Well, the book actually took me a very long time to write. It took almost 5 years, because although my initial idea was in rhyme, when I started writing the book, I didn't write it in rhyme. I wrote it in straight prose, and it wasn't very catchy. I knew the idea was good, but the actual language was not what it needed to be. But when you're starting out as a picture book author, a lot of people will tell you not to write in rhyme, and I believed them and didn't try writing it in rhyme. And it wasn't until 5 years later I decided to switch over to rhyme that the book really came together.
Now, you say you have boys at home, correct?
I do.
Yet the star of the book is a young lady named Annabelle. How did you come up with that?
It's probably some sort of alter ego. I was a pretty impulsive kid who would have done what Annabelle did. She makes a bouffant with butter and honey, and it kind of all falls apart, and she collapses. And I think most authors are really writing about themselves. So whether you have boys or girls, you're sort of writing about yourself.
So she's putting honey and butter in her hair?
Yes, she attempts to make a bouffant using butter and honey. It doesn't go too well. And then she has to go on and try it with the help of her mother, and that goes better.
Now, many children's books, and correct me if I'm wrong in assuming this, most children's books also try to send a message. Not just entertain, but send a message. What message are you trying to send?
I think the message of Big Bouffant is that you need to dare to be different. Annabelle, when she goes to school with her bouffant, is initially mocked by the kids in her class, and she doesn't care. She just perseveres, and soon, of course, everybody wants a bouffant. And I think if children have the inner strength to listen to themselves, that's one of the most important lessons that you can learn.
Annabelle was fun to write about, yes?
Very fun to write about.
Might you do something else with Annabelle in the future?
I am definitely doing something with Annabelle. Next year, actually, the sequel will be coming out, and the sequel will be called Big Birthday. And in the sequel, Annabelle decides to have her birthday on the moon. So things are going to get even crazier.
Who illustrated the book?
The illustrator is named Holly Clifton Brown, and she's lives in the UK. She's British. I believe it's her second book. And what I love about Holly's illustration is that she uses a mixture of collage and her own artwork, which she scans into the computer, and there's a lot of depth to the illustrations. I think when you look at them, they're not at all flat. and she uses patterns and different textures, and I think it makes for a book which you can look at more than one time. I mean, even I, who've now read the book a gazillion times, am still finding things in her pictures that are interesting to me.
And she will be your illustrator of the next Annabelle book?
Yes, she will be.
Well, wonderful. I wish you a lot of luck, Kate Hosford. She has written her first book called Big Bouffant. It's a children's picture book, and good luck with it.
Thank you very much.